You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ooh, my new jeans are tight around the stomach.
Well, my button popped off in the bathroom. We should have started with that as the cold open. Are we recording?
Okay, fabulous. I have not been able to stop saying fabulous since last week.
Hey, hold that thought. Fabuloso. Where is my button? It's right here if anyone was wondering if I was being serious.
The thing about you is you always have an extra button on hand.
Matthew Gray is close.
What?
Matthew Gray is close.
Goop. Yeah, Matthew Gray.
Matthew Gray Goop.
It's fine.
Welcome back to Burke and Connor Make a Podcast, everyone.
Happy to have you back. What a week we had last week.
What a week. You had a crazy week. What a whirlwind.
What a whirlwind. This is really like the first time I'm sitting to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah. You're sitting at the Stop and Shop smelling the roses.
Yeah.
Something about calling something a Stop and Shop. Like, Stop and Shop. Like, really just stop. And shop.
I take it as the exact opposite.
Like run, get in, out of grab here. Something,
yeah,
run.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for feeling what I was putting down right there, because I know I wasn't being clear, but you knew what I meant.
But we have the opposite take though, right?
No, stop and shop.
You're saying like, stop and smell the roses and shop. I'm saying stop and get the hell out of here.
No, but I'm saying I also want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
The Stop and Shop.
But when you keep just saying what you're saying, it sounds like you're saying stop and kind of smell the roses.
I want it to be that. I need to slow down and really shop.
Yeah.
You know, the come and go, appropriately
named.
That's
the thing about the English language. You can take things to mean different things.
You totally can, girl.
You can take, two people can take the same sentence and take away totally different meanings. That's
you can
I
take what you
say.
Want and you can head out.
Yeah.
Like at the Stop and,
yeah,
Shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Language is a beautiful thing. We haven't really talked about the nuances of language in a while. And I'm glad we got back to our roots.
Yeah.
We had, if you don't live in Los Angeles, we had our first ever like low-key live show with Meta. We did it alongside Meta. They kind of pushed us out of the Eagle's Nest.
Ray-Ban Metas too.
Ray-Ban Metas as well.
I'm like, those are the most insane invention ever. You guys, they're Ray-Bans, but they're the future also. And this is not part of the ad. This is just me like telling my personal experience with the Ray-Ban Metas. They record everything that's happening in front of you. It's like that episode of Black Mirror.
You know,
I can take pictures. I can say, hey, what's her name? Meta? Hey, Meta, take a picture. And she takes a picture of what's in front of me. She can also take a video. Also, Dancing Through Life was just blasting through my Meta Ray-Bans.
It was blasting
my Ray-Ban Metas even.
Ass off. I also have been taking phone calls from them. This is,
Shut
I want
up.
To emphasize this is not part of the ad.
No, it's just truly so insane. I'm so excited to bring them to Florida to show Mama and Pop up because they're just going to be like, what the?
Yeah. I took phone calls on them yesterday.
That's
and I was
so
walking
insane.
Around and I just had sunglasses on, no headphones.
You don't need headphones. You can go on a walk with just
plays,
your sunglasses and listen to music.
It plays into your brain. So me and Brooke, this might be our last episode if we get cancer from whatever's happening in between.
You're not going to get cancer.
Knock on wood. Well, no, we should just say that here.
Yeah.
It's the manifestation space.
Yeah. But they were so cool, truly.
Yeah.
And Yeah, we did have a live show.
Yeah.
I really truly thought it was going to be like 50 people in the audience. How many was it, Izzy? Do you know?
I think it was like 150.
There was almost like 150 people in the audience.
It was a lot of people.
But I guess at that point, like, there's no difference between 50 and 150.
No.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people there. Brooke did really, really well.
Obviously, like, whenever I'm like doing well mentally, I'll find a way to spin it in a way that, like, no, there's actually something wrong with me. But like, I wasn't nervous, and that is that scares me and makes me think that there's something deeper going on in my psyche, like something very wrong.
I don't know how to help you.
It's just like so weird to go from like I will
quiet,
never do
too quiet.
Well, to go from like I'll never do anything live to literally just being like, yeah, like whatever. 150 is fine.
I can't emphasize enough like how many people I talked to that weren't you being like, she knows it's like in front of people, and everyone's like, yeah. And literally Brooke was like, I didn't even respond. So we both got the email together, and I was like, I'll just let Brooke be like, no, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to respond, and be like, yeah, we'll talk about it. I'm just going to let you respond and be like, no. And then she goes, yeah, let's do it. And I go, she doesn't know that it's live, knows it's live. And I was like, something's weird. Something's amiss. No, but I think that I told you like 3 months ago, we were going through a really transformational period.
Well, you heard what happened to Gemini. Apparently this year is supposed to be like crazy for Gemini in terms of transformation.
Who's Gemini?
The astrology sign that I am.
Oh.
So maybe
heard what happened to Gemini. She got in a car wreck. So
maybe her that's leg's what's gone. But I don't know. Like, I'm freaked. Something's off. I didn't even like, guys, I'm not even kidding. Even when I got up there, I was like, okay.
What's next? No, literally, I was like, so like what, like your stage, because we agreed, we were like, we're going to talk about Brooke's stage fright for a little bit. And I go, she's looking at me like, I was like, so your stage fright? She goes, yeah, I had some drink. I've been drinking. I was like, are you about to hit me? You're like, yeah, I've been drinking.
Yeah, I had a vodka pineapple to calm the nerves. But I don't even know if I needed it. I was literally so fine. Watch me be like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, we can do live shows, and me start to do a live show, and then it's not fine. That's what I'm expecting.
I promise you, there's something about, I told you this a long time ago when I started doing stand-up. There's something about when you get up on the stage where you just go like, you like, sorry for lack of a better word, lock in. You're sober, you're just like hyper aware, and you see the light at the end of the tunnel, and your time's already started, and it's like, all right, I'm already going.
You would think that, but I've thrown up on the stage twice.
Well, how old were you?
Once during the chorus concert in eighth grade. And then once during a presentation, I had to excuse myself in the middle of a presentation in history class in sophomore year. So you would think that you'd just be able to push through, but sometimes some people might not be able to, like in the Princess Diaries, and me too.
She pushed through.
No, she ran off.
Oh, I don't
remember.
Oh, in the second one?
No, in the first one.
They're doing a third one.
I know. I'm so excited. But remember, she ran off and then she was upset and went rock climbing.
Wow. No, I guess I got to revisit that.
Yeah. Flick. So I agree that usually people can push through, but not everyone. But I was fine.
Well, Gemini luckily has gone through like a recent transformation.
I also, and this is just because I like to overanalyze myself and my mind, I think it could be because I know that I'm going to have to do stuff with the book, like go on a book tour. So when I'm not given an option, when it's like, you actually have to do this, then it's easier for me to do
and
something.
And it's like, fine, did you think I was not going to do it? I was going to do it.
But when there's like, oh, like, let's do live tours, like, if you can, and I'm given that leeway, then I'm like, I won't do it. But when it's like, you have to do this, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I get it. That's how I work with a deadline. I'd be texting. women be shopping, I'd be texting.
Yeah. Is that it?
My eye won't shut up. Women be shopping, I'd be texting.
Your eyelashes are gorgeous.
Happy holidays. Woo. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that left eyelid.
Was that the end of the
show? No, okay. I'd be texting people right before my shows and be like, I can't do it. And then I, all of a sudden, like when I'm like, you have an hour left, something happens to me where it's like, I'm touched by the divine light.
An hour left before the show?
Before the show or something. I'm like, I can't, I got to rewrite something. This joke doesn't work here. Or I need like 5 extra minutes. Someone drops out and I need to do 10 extra minutes. All of a sudden, right before the show, my hand is being guided by Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And it's out of, it's an out of body experience. It's like the deadline's about to hit. You must get this done. No one can help you.
No one can help you. Yeah, and that's the biggest, comforting in a way.
That
and
is
then the, sometimes I like to zoom out and look at myself through the perspective of another galaxy. You can't even see me. And so nothing matters.
Wow.
But knowing nothing matters.
See, I'm so torn in between the nothing matters and the crushing weight of everything mattering.
Hi, Connor. Have you ever listened to the song Dancing Through Life?
I have.
I think that would help you navigate those emotions.
Yeah.
But you're totally right. Yeah. Sometimes it's like life is so precious. So you have to like take it really seriously and live to the fullest. And then sometimes it's just like, YOLO.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like you, like just like it is what it is. You're speck in the galaxy.
You're speck in the galaxy. I don't like the like dust in the wind speck in the galaxy thing because it's like, shut up, you know, kind of thing. And you, I don't know. I'm constantly going through the, right now specifically, I'm going through the, oh my gosh, oh, how is anything going to work? Like this is, it's overwhelming. What's going to happen next?
Do you know?
There's too much to do. And then like, all of a sudden, when I'm freaking out, all of a sudden, it's going to work out. Like if something comes back in my head, it's going to work out.
No, that's like, a psychiatric term.
Stupid. Yeah.
Overwhelm.
Overwhelm.
That's what my psychiatrist always says.
What do you mean?
Like when I am explaining that feeling that you just explained, she's like, okay, so your overwhelm is not good right now. Like she just calls it that feeling, overwhelm.
So overwhelm and Gemini are going to lunch later. They have a table.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. They're like individuals.
So it's like she says it like it's a condition.
You're overwhelmed.
Like I need to treat my overwhelm.
What did she say to treat your overwhelm with?
Drugs.
Yeah, alcohol?
Yeah, no, a prescription.
Oh. I was like, let's go to Tulum.
A prescription of Wellbutrin.
Oh, Wellbutrin to treat overwhelm?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably at some point, at some crossroads.
I don't know which one of my pills is for what.
Me neither, but I don't, it's not medication. It's just like pills for horses that are supposed to help with your hairline. My hairline's fine, as everyone can see. I know everyone's always like, take your hat off. Not a piece of meat. I'm more than that. Okay. My hairline's fine. You guys.
No one brought up your hairline
you
besides
were
you.
Thinking it. I could see the way really you were looking wasn't. At me. Hairline's fine.
I agree.
So.
Izzy, should we open these? Izzy got us presents.
Okay, if you're listening audio only, you have no respect for me or my family or my colleague because I told you to subscribe to our YouTube. So we're going to open our presents.
I thought you were talking to Izzy.
No, I'm looking at the camera.
Oh, sorry. Well, that, look.
And I shouldn't even be looking at the camera. I should be looking at like a picture of her ear because that's who I'm talking to, the audio only people. We have a picture of her ear laying around? No, I'm assuming not.
Ooh, did you take your horse pills this morning?
I've been up since 6 with Brittany and Izzy. Getting my glam going.
It was worth it. You look pretty. Which one should we open first?
Maybe this bigger one.
The green?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, the greens together? The bigger one.
Oh, it's from Santa. And it says you'll never be the same after this. I'm scared.
To bring up poop.
Yours says poop?
Yours says you'll never be the same after yours. Mine says poop.
Are they the same thing?
Okay.
Okay, so they're both poop related.
Oh, Izzy. Yeah.
Oh, Izzy.
Oh, my gosh.
Unkink your colon with Squatty Potty. Bamboo flip stool. And it's Verse. Wow, Izzy. Doctor recommended, too.
Oh, it's got the both 7-inch and 9-inch height
this
for those
is
crazy
awesome,
days.
Izzy.
Oh, Izzy, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You know,
oh,
funny.
Wow. You can flip it at different heights. Did you just say that?
Yeah, but that's okay. Oh, this is brilliant, Izzy. Thank you so much.
I love
no
it.
No one talks about how once you start, you cannot stop with the squatty potty. I just threw mine away because I'm showing my apartment right now.
Yay.
And this one looks so clean compared to what mine looked like. I'm not pooping on my squatty potty. Hang on. I want to say that like mine wasn't dirty because of that. It was just white and like I didn't poop on it like at all.
I didn't poop on it at all.
I hope
someone else.
I hope you're happy. Okay. Should we do the next one?
Okay. I'm so excited.
Thank
are these
you,
ones
Izzy.
Different from each other, Izzy?
Yeah, these ones are different.
You want to go first or you want me to go first? Izzy, you're so good at rapping and I love the rapping.
Oh my
paper.
Gosh, you guys know that I always like look like I had a stroke when I wrap gifts.
Stop.
Is it a Bible?
Stop. Stop it right
what is
now.
It?
I've been wanting one of these so bad.
It's a story worth. Oh my gosh, no way.
It's Kim K. Selfish.
Oh my gosh, nice, Izzy.
Oh my God, Izzy, this is spectacular.
You talked about that recently.
Did we? That's the thing. She clocks the smallest things.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh, I love it. Oh my God, her author bio. Kim was born and raised in Los Angeles. Period.
What the fuck?
What? Let me
oh
see.
Oh my God.
Let me see.
No
let me see. Oh.
The Biden laptop report.
Is that real?
How did you find it? It was sold out. Oh my gosh. This year's hottest flying off the shelves gift is the Hunter Biden laptop report coffee table book.
That is a chunker.
Oh my gosh. Let's read a random excerpt, shall
yeah.
we? Oh my gosh, this is over. Can't read that on the podcast. We will get flagged.
What was it?
It was a bunch of photos.
Can I see?
If I can find the page, or I could just probably open it to
whoa,
a different
it's
one.
In color.
Oh.
Oh.
My God.
Oh. No way. Wow.
What? The pictures they chose to cover her mouth over his womp womp is crazy. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, wow. I didn't realize
wow.
the extent.
Me and Hunter Biden have the same body. The same build.
Ooh, put that on your Hinge profile.
I have the same build as this young man smoking crack on the front page of his book.
He doesn't have like a bad body.
He smokes crack though.
So, do you remember that one guy we saw walking naked down the street?
Like my after body if I worked out really hard
we
for years.
We both looked at each other. Obviously, there was a guy very unwell walking, obviously, because he's walking naked down the street.
So
and we
dumb.
Both looked at each other and we were like, damn. He has got
all
a
right.
body. All right. He's got yeah. a body on him. So yeah,
it really
doesn't
so,
mean anything.
Yeah. I see, the thing is, it's like, why did I, you know, run 2.5 miles last night? And have a smoothie that tastes, it was from Earth Bar and it tasted like it was just the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I do that? And he just has, like, smokes crack.
Hunter Biden or the naked guy?
Hunter Biden, and I'm assuming the naked guy. I'm just, and I don't feel like that's that much of a reach.
Hunter Biden and the naked guy don't have the same body.
Well, Hunter Biden is a millionaire by proxy.
The naked guy has a better body.
I know.
Is what I'm saying.
The point is that they're smoking crack and I'm working out. That's the point I'm trying to get across. I'm like, should I try crack? No.
No. I don't think so. Are you still working out?
Yeah.
I think you look fabulous.
Are you still working out? Okay.
I think you look great.
Thank you.
I really do. I can tell
we
you should have working,
added a
I can jaw tell you've been working
line.
Hard.
We should added a jawline to my makeup. That's a good note for next time. Well, Izzy, thank you so much for this.
Are you doing exercises for your jaw? You're not going to magically get a jawline from doing push-ups.
I think you get a jawline from smoking crack. There, I said it. I think mewing. I'm not going to mew. Sorry. They ruined it for me. Like, everyone ruined mewing.
Resting the tongue on the roof of the mouth while keeping the mouth closed. Isn't that just closing your mouth? What's the difference between just like normally closing your mouth and mewing?
You push your tongue up, I guess.
My tongue is always on the roof of my mouth. Weird. Oh, there's different kinds of mewing.
Let's move forward. There's drones on the horizon. We need to talk about the drones.
Okay.
Have you heard about them?
Yeah, I actually have heard about the drones. Do we know where they're from?
Allegedly, no, we don't know where the drones are from. So if you're out of the loop, I guess there's people are in New Jersey are seeing drones. We have a lot of people in New Jersey. And we're seeing everyone the best with the drones.
Yeah.
Now, I'm seeing a lot of pictures recently on Twitter, and it's just planes, commercial airliners, as well as Cessnas. It's a plane. There are drones, though.
Maybe someone's just pulling a prank. Like, I could see me getting, like, 15 people together to hang out and be like, let's just fly drones over people's houses.
I think they're genuinely, like, big, like 6 feet.
Oh, they're, like, the big kind of drone?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of the little kind.
Yeah, no, I was too, and they were like, drones in New Jersey. I was like, nice. That's fun. Is it a meetup? But it's, like, actual, like, the size of a minivan.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
And is there a man inside of these drones? Every time I want to say drone, I want... the drones! The drones are over New Jersey! Because like, of that one Always Sunny thing. No one watches it here, so...
When I think of drone, I think of operated from the ground.
I don't know what the definition of a drone is. I think it just means it can hover in place.
Let's look it up.
Okay. Why not find out?
Yeah.
We're sitting here with all the technology in the world. A drone is a continuous low humming sound. Okay.
A lot of humming today. It's also a colony of bees. A male bee. A remote controlled pilotless aircraft.
Yeah. Oh, so there's not a man in there.
Or small flying device. Yeah, I don't think there are men in drones.
Okay, I'll
or
just
women
walk
either.
Through.
Or any type any of being.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah, or being. Sorry. Oh, got one of the eyelashes down my larynx.
Did you?
Yeah. Now, what I've heard about the drones is that one thing about these drones is this came out right after someone came out and was like, the aliens are in the ocean. They're not in the air. Like we had thought.
I didn't hear that.
I'm on the weird side of the internet, like, because I'm so susceptible to talking about conspiracy theories and watching them, even though I'm like, I know that's like not a mermaid making that siren noise, you know, but I need to watch 11 more videos from different angles.
Yes.
To just double check.
Yeah.
Because part of me wants it to be a mermaid, you know,
and I think I believe in mystical ocean creatures. Like, I believe in the Loch Ness Monster, but I don't know if I believe in mermaids.
The version of TV that happened when people are like even Shark Week, I think is where it all started, was when Shark Week was like, we're going to show people basically the same TV show, 30 minute long, for 1 week. And it's the same show filmed in different locations with different accents. And it's going to be like, I was attacked. I lived, thank God. Now I'm surfing again. And they got my body out and they took me there. We didn't know if I was going to make it, but I made it. Now I'm back standing at the water's edge looking out.
If
longingly.
You got bitten by a shark, do you think you'd ever get back in the water?
No.
Me
I'd
neither.
Probably move.
To like Arizona.
To like a place with no water.
Yeah. I'm not the kind of person that gets bucked off the horse and gets bucked on. If I get bucked off the horse, that is God telling me you don't belong on the horse.
Like it's so important to learn your lesson. Like what happened to learning lessons?
Learn
you
your
know?
Limits.
Yeah, it's not about like sharks aren't monsters. Cool. They have or if they're animals with huge teeth.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the hike in Rwanda where you go to the gorilla's habitat and if you move, they drag you into the woods and rip you, all of your arms off individually.
I haven't heard about that hike.
You can go on this hike in Rwanda, I think, and they take you up and you walk into the silverback gorillas, by the way. Like biggest things ever that have ever existed. And you go, you
can
walk
you
in.
You look up the silverback gorilla.
You walk into their goddamn living room and then they're like, okay, don't piss them off. I'm like, well, I feel like we shouldn't be here. You know, I don't need to be here.
Yeah.
There's a zoo. Yeah. It's Rwanda.
Have people died?
There's a video on TikTok, and by the way, that one looks cute. Like, I kind of want to go. But this is not worth, that one is not representative of all of these beasts.
Gorillas and other apes are another thing, much like childbirth and all that, that makes me believe in magic.
Gorillas, like, make you believe in,
like,
magic?
Apes. Because that's just like, if you really look at one, it's like, that's crazy. There's like no way that that could exist without some sort of like higher magical power. Like, they're so intricate.
They are intricate. Sorry. Can we type in woman getting dragged? Like, she just took a woman getting, woman getting.
I don't know how much I want to see that.
No, no, no. She didn't get torn up. She just, they dragged him or her out. I think it's a woman. I think it might be a man as well. Who am I to say? We'll find out. But gets, not attacks.
Gorilla pushing lady on trail.
Maybe, but the gorilla drags this person out into the woods for a second, and everyone's like, hold still. No. Darn.
I believe
okay,
you.
Whatever. Basically, like, you're supposed to say so still, and this person took a picture. It was like GoPro-ing. And the gorilla obviously like walked over, grabbed their leg, and was pulling them. Wait, gorilla drags guide. Guide out into the
forest. Oh, it wasn't
forest.
A man or a woman, it was a guide.
Guide.
I know, I okay. said that.
There it is. Wait, yes? No.
That's a big one.
Yeah, see, that one would make me lose my...
Why does he have a buzz cut
right
on
here,
his
this
body?
Is it. Look, coming up, I'm going to take this to go. And then just leaves.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, imagine your thought process while you're being dragged.
I've had dreams like that.
Hey, I'm going to have this one. Oh my gosh.
I've got it from here. Wow,
that gorilla
yeah.
would split you into two.
Yeah, he really would.
Every day I break my arms. Every night I break my legs. I was born with glass bones and paper skin.
Yeah, I lie awake in agony.
One of the best episodes.
I agree. Like, time. To think that it's glass bones and paper skin and chocolate in the same episode. Hit after hit after hit.
Also, just it being a scheme. Also, nice place, man. I love you.
Wait, what was the scheme for? Chocolate?
Sorry, this is SpongeBob. The scheme was for selling chocolate and the bags. He was selling the bags.
Oh my God, that is literally a spoof on being a drug dealer. Right?
It's a spoof on something. It might be a spoof on capitalism. They're just selling you things that you don't need. Like, more the bag for your bag.
Like, no, but like bags, wink, wink. Drugs.
Oh.
Was it bags? Bags of what?
It was bags for your chocolate.
The chocolate bags.
And then
he's selling
you
bags,
needed a bag
Connor.
For your chocolate bag.
Yeah.
No, the chocolate. Are you saying the chocolate's the drug? But then.
No, I was saying it's like a bag of Coke.
I didn't ever get there, but.
I didn't either, to be honest, until I tried too hard to get there.
I could see it. Like, that guy seemed like a drug
dealer.
Oh my God,
look at the real life chocolate woman.
Oh, that's horrible.
Hey, wait, that's a great Halloween costume.
Someone did it.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
But it still could be nice.
It could be nice to sit like.
Oh, it's called chocolate with nuts.
Yeah, because the.
Sorry, I've been doing the chocolate accent so much recently that I feel like people are going to think that's my real voice. I say chocolate, but it's just fun to say chocolate sometimes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I say it.
So how about you try it?
I say it every time I have to say sausages.
Oh, sausages.
Okay. Well, the drones basically, we went way past the drones. The drones basically started with, there's aliens in the ocean. And then they looked in the ocean. And then all of a sudden there were drones in New Jersey. And they're saying the drones are trying to sniff out a lost nuclear warhead. So every night that I've had a can.
Why is it in New Jersey?
I think it's off the shore of the East Coast, which is where they would keep it. I'm also shocked that I'm retaining this much. Surely I forgot a made piece. But
now I'm thinking about like a war being waged at the Ocean City Boardwalk.
Hi, thank you so much. Every single night I've sat in my apartment by myself and had a can. I end up on, this is what the United States will look like after the inevitable nuclear war happens. And then I'm like, oh crap.
Period.
Where do I? Oh crap.com. But basically, like, I keep getting scared. Like, if they start a war with us, like, they start, it's another world war. And then I had that thought. I was like, oh crap. Like, who is starting this war? Like, I keep saying, if they start a war with us, and I'm like, who are they talking about? Anyone. Literally anyone. I was thinking that. And then I saw a conspiracy theory, because I'm such a fool for these, that someone said the drones are the United States drones. They've been the United States drones. They keep having these meetings saying, we don't know whose drones they are, to create an enemy so that we can go to war. And everyone's like, yeah, go to war with whoever might have sent the drones.
That is so wicked.
But it's to get everyone like riled up and be like, yeah, we have to protect
the
country.
Create a common enemy. That is wicked.
Create a common enemy.
That is wicked. It's wicked as infiltrating the pores of our country. Seeping into it.
The what? Oh, the pores.
P-O-R-E.
Thought you meant like rich versus the poor. We're saying
no. I'm not calling back people the less the fortunate. Pores. The pores.
Okay. Hey, I don't know, because the language today has been so nuanced, mm-hmm, in terms of the Gemini and, mm-hmm, the overwhelm and the pores.
Yeah, overwhelm. No. I suffer with clinical overwhelm,
and I too.
It is the worst feeling, and it's such a specific feeling, so it makes sense that it has a name.
It's paralyzing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you take anything I've said today out of context, any part of the serious part where I'm talking about the drones infiltrating our eastern border, and you have it on my face, like
your lashes,
it looks insane. It looks insane.
Can I tell you something? But it's not related to the drones. Are you ready to move on?
Yeah,
from that?
Totally. I just said that's kind of like a watch. I guess before we move on, there's so much on Luigi too that I do want to talk about, because I feel like now it's. But they said there's a lot of conspiracy theorists now saying, are they just using this to distract from the slaying of the United Healthcare CEO?
Oh, of all your theories that you just laid out, that one makes the most sense.
Because it is kind of taking Twitter. I mean, you're not going to shake all the new things coming out about Luigi.
Right, all of my Twitter was Luigi. I didn't even know that Matthew Gray Gubler was coming back to Criminal Minds for an episode.
I know. That's crazy.
Because it was all Luigi.
You know what I have to say about that?
What?
Matthew Gray is coming back. The one episode that we took him off set, he's coming back.
I'm looking at him right now. But yeah, you're right.
Something to think about.
I can't believe you guys are so close that you're just calling him Matthew Gray now.
Oh, I could call him Matt. I called him Matty last time I saw him.
Oh.
Matty! Really? Hey!
That is crazy.
That was a good smoothie.
Hey, I mean, I'm sure it was, Connor. I'm sure it was a good smoothie. But I'm going to my sister's mom's weekend for her sorority.
Yeah.
In February.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to full on go to the frats, tailgate, etc.
Something happened inside of you recently.
No, I was completely forced into this. My hand was forced by her.
I think you're going to have so much fun. I think you'll also meet a lot of podcast listeners.
Well, that is making me a little scared, but I never did that in college, so it'll be really interesting to do it at 20.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm bringing Channing's coming and Alexa is coming.
Wow.
Yeah. And what's also interesting is there are like planned mom activities that we'll have to take part in.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way,
is the best weekend to go. That is the most fun weekend because the parents are like having fun. Like they go and they have fun. It's not like they're like, all right, kids, like set up. They're like, give me the fucking bottle.
Dad went and him and Gabby had a ball at dad's weekend.
Those are my favorite weekends that I can remember from college.
Can you imagine just like me at the frat having to interact with the young boys in the frat?
The next Luigi?
Or even just regular, not
in terms of looks, like not
hobbies and whatnot.
Yeah,
but I'm just talking about like your run of the mill, like frat boy. Like thinking of interacting with that community is almost sending a shiver down my spine. But I'm looking forward to getting out of my comfort zone.
Good. I specifically Gabby's community too, who are like so in college. It's not like
I'm actually almost more scared of her friends, the sorority girls, than I am.
I think it'll shock you going back. I don't even have an interest in going back at all.
Yeah.
And in that sense, but the only exception would be for a parents' weekend. How we go, because that's so much fun. And all the mamacitas are going to be ready to throw some ass in a big way.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm ready to throw some ass. So.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah. I mean, Channing will probably vlog the experience. So that will be a fun one to watch us take mom's weekend. But I'm excited.
100%.
To hit Bloomington, Indiana. I've always wanted to go.
That'll be fun. I'm telling you, the Midwest pops off.
Is that Midwest? I guess so.
Yeah. Indiana?
Yeah, you're right.
Classic Midwest.
The epitome of the Midwest.
The Middle West place you could get.
Yeah.
It's crazy that they call it the Midwest, but even like Michigan is considered the Midwest. It's like as north middle as you could go.
Michigan's not the Midwest.
Google. Wait, let me try my new series.
Maybe the bottom of it is. Sorry, you're right.
But on the map, it looks really crazy.
Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri. I always forget about Missouri. Nebraska, North Dakota. Hey, here's a question for you.
Hit me.
What other state do you think is like the most similar to Texas in terms of like the culture and just like the overall vibes?
I'm
asking for research. Yeah. So like for me, I would be like, oh, New Jersey's pretty close to Pennsylvania, just like geographically. But also like if someone tells me they're from New Jersey, it's like, oh, like I'm connected to you because I feel like we grew up in a similar environment.
It's weird because there's so many parts of Texas, so I couldn't tell you. Like, and they're
right,
all
that's
different.
True. I'm sure the other side of Pennsylvania would relate to Ohio more. But like, what would you say from where you're from? What other state would you be like, oh, cool. I'm also from there, even though you're not. Because if someone told me they're from Jersey, I'd be like, me too.
We don't have that. Texas is so big that like whatever would have been next to us.
What is next to you?
Louisiana.
And you don't feel connected to Louisiana?
No.
It's on the other side.
They're of that, New Mexico. And I don't even know shit
What's
about
right
New Mexico.
What's right above it?
Oklahoma. Texas is too big. Like it actually has so many different ecosystems in it. Like mm-hmm. if you go super far north, it's snowing. It snows and it looks like the Grand Canyon. If you go south, it literally goes into Mexico.
So true, Connor. And there was a crossword question about the Texas Triangle yesterday. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's something. San Antonio is the answer. I think that's the bottom of the triangle.
Is it like San Antonio, Houston?
Probably.
Austin?
Probably.
What is the Texas Triangle? Oh, no, it's San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, Austin. Okay, kind of, I was right.
That was the
answer. That's just because that's like the four places you
would
really,
go.
Yeah, would go.
Yeah.
I don't know what the significance of the triangle
but
is.
But do you ever go to the part of Texas that's like tumbleweeds?
Yeah.
What part is that?
Like anywhere in between all of those.
I'm thinking, but like sheriffs.
Okay, I know the vibe you're talking about. That is from the 60s. So I haven't been there yet. Because I know the vibe. You're talking about like cowboys shootouts. Yeah. Probably East Texas, I would say. And
no, you're serious? I would think that's complete West because it's all Western.
Sorry, West Texas. You're right. And the Western thing always confuses me because we're right smack dab in the middle. We should be called the Mid-South, if anything.
You can call it that.
I can call it whatever.
Because of the nuance
of
language.
I have to tell you something about my dresser.
Okay.
So on Monday, I was laying in bed. This dresser I got from Pottery Barn, or no, West Elm. I got it a while ago. It was like my favorite thing. You've seen it?
Yes, pretty.
I'm getting rid of it for so many reasons. The other night, I'm laying in bed.
Okay.
And I'm home alone and I had had a can and I was sleeping great. I had a dream I was swimming. And I'm laying there and then all of a sudden I hear a bang and it's inside my house. Like it sounded like it was inside my room. I'm like, and then I hear bang again. It was in my house. And I was like, hello? Silence. And I go, hello? And someone goes, hello? And I was like, oh my God, I got to get up. I have to do something.
You were in the wrong house.
No, this is Monday. Go, hello. Someone goes, hello?
And they were in the wrong house.
No, I get up. No, I grab my hydro flask that I keep full of water. I don't drink from. To hit someone.
Yeah.
And I walk out. There's no one in my house at all. Obviously. And I look out like the sun's coming up. So it must have been like 6:30 or something. And I go out and I look out and there my neighbors are outside. This way. One of them is in the backyard. And I go back in my room. And I'm like, okay, what the hell? My door's locked. I checked all the doors. My doors are locked. I walk in my room.
Your windows open?
I walk in my room. I show my two dresser drawers. And I get back in bed. The fucking thing is become lopsided. I don't know if it was the earthquake, but my dresser's now leans forward and the drawers just come out and hit. They are, it like leans forward slightly. So the drawers with seven of them go and hit.
Who said hello?
My neighbor next door. They heard from my bed because we share a wall.
Oh.
And I was like, hello. And they were like, hello.
Aw, that's kind of sweet.
But imagine me in my room, my dresser's making all this noise. I thought someone broke in. I'm yelling hello top of my lungs, and they're like, hello? Why would you answer that if you're my neighbor?
Because someone's screaming hello.
I know, but
you weren't really giving them a choice, it sounds like.
No, well, like, it's so creepy. I heard them as if they're in my house. Like, what can they hear?
Yeah, I was about to say. They probably hear.
I have people over all the time, like, playing music on Saturday. Even Tristan came over. I'm playing music loud for my new Alexa device.
I'm sure he was quiet.
Like, they can hear all that.
Yeah.
That reminds me of my last apartment that I did not share a wall with someone. And I don't want to say this. I either farted or burped. Like, so loud. And someone said, bless you. Through, like, from the other building. So our walls must have been paper then.
You had that window, though, that was always open.
It was always open.
Yeah, they probably just heard it
but
through
like,
that.
But, like, fart exit through the window. I don't know how sound waves work.
It must have been a burp.
That's true.
That's my
bless you. It's crazy. So needed to share that about my haunted dresser that I'm getting rid of. So if anyone is in the market for a West Elm haunted dresser, I have it.
I'm thinking of getting rid of my sludge dresser.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You just painted it.
Yeah, I know. It's just like something about it. It looks like someone painted it that didn't know how to.
Sorry to
It's almost losing its charm.
We're getting to the age as adults where sometimes it does actually make sense to just get the thing that you're going to have for a while
right.
and spend a little bit of extra
money. It actually does. Yeah. It's starting to make sense to invest.
It does because it just does.
And I'm so excited because I enlisted the help of a young woman that I found on Instagram to help me completely redo my back room to make it an office, like a writing and reading cave. So that is going to pop up in January 2025.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to get a desktop, which I am anticipating is going to change my life. I've never had a desktop.
I got a desktop. I don't know how to turn it on. It's on my dining room table.
Well, I'm going to figure that out.
It looks really good.
From my end, how to figure it on.
Yeah.
I can let you know, but I definitely intend to use it, which I'm really excited about.
That's exciting for you.
I haven't touched my iPad.
When you have a desk, it changes everything. You know, every single year in college and in high school, I would build a desk that I could pull with levers to pull it into the wall, and then it latched. So it would hang from the wall like so. It would hang, and then I would pull these strings, and it would fold up to the wall, and then I would latch it so that I could have room.
I had no idea those existed.
In my room.
That's so cool.
I made it, like desk with a lever system, and then you pull
you
it, and
made
it goes up. I made it with wood.
There's no
strings.
Way.
I'll show you a picture of it. I'll show you a picture of it after.
Okay, so I don't like believe you. With nothing but respect.
Listen.
You know how to do that stuff?
Yes.
There's no way.
Yeah. Oh, I had a treehouse.
I didn't know you had a treehouse. Yeah. You've spoken about the treehouse.
I had a treehouse, and everyone that came to my treehouse, I kind of started to set up kind of like a government system, and I was like, you have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
I had people paying taxes to me at the treehouse. I was like, if you want to be a member of the treehouse, you certainly need to be paying taxes for the property itself, someone's vacant lot that I had built it fully gone in and infiltrated, brought all this wood up. You need to be paying taxes to me.
I remember that. Yeah.
And I started, I was thinking of like a country club when like you get things, you get a gift every year. Like here's your, cause you're a member of whatever, here's your gift. So I got everyone pens for my parents' desk drawer.
That's
I
said, very you're sweet. Gonna get
one of
these,
you're going to get one of these pens once you become a member.
Oh my God. The kids were dying.
Start paying your taxes.
For it.
And I delegated tasks. I said, you're definitely seeming like a project manager to me.
How much were taxes?
I think it was like whatever you were able to pay.
Sweet.
One person gave me a nickel and I said, you're not getting one of the pens. You understand there's only so many pens to give. And
why? They gave you payment.
Well, it kind of goes in a tier system. So the more you pay.
Did you not have enough pens for everyone?
No. And it was someone's little brother. Like, you're not getting a pen.
Oh. I can't stop looking at your ear holes.
My ear holes are phenomenal.
They're so tight and tiny.
This old thing?
Yeah. Can you even stick your finger through your ear?
Yeah, I've been itching it the whole time.
Can you? Is it affecting your hearing at all?
I think I'm hearing better because there's a little bit of like a telescopic.
It's like a focus. It's
like a DVR, like a DirecTV dish type situation happening.
Do you, when you brush your teeth, do you wet your toothbrush first?
Yeah.
Wait, do you wet your toothbrush before you put the toothpaste on or after?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Nothing
matters more than that.
Really?
Yes.
It's not like a cereal and then the bowl milk question.
For me, it is. There's only one way to do it. Because I saw someone do it different than the way I did it. And I was like,
I guess I put toothpaste on, then I wet it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are people that just put the toothpaste in their mouth without wetting it.
Sometimes I do that.
That to me.
But I do wet the toothbrush. I just put the toothpaste.
No, you have to wet on top of the toothpaste or else it's so like, it's like not, it's like no lube. You know, it's like, I'm just saying like, it's like a lubricant of sorts.
I used to drink water using my toothbrush because it holds the drink of the little droplet of water in there.
You used to drink water using your toothbrush?
I used to like wet the toothbrush and then it holds a certain amount of water because of.
And then suck it out of the bristles?
Effects,
and
yeah.
Sorry, show us what you do again.
No, that's what I would do. And I would get a full probably serving of water out of my toothbrush.
My brother used to just wet his toothbrush every day and not brush his teeth. So that when he was asked, did you brush your teeth? And my parents felt the toothbrush, it would be wet. But he never did.
It's time to go feel Noah's toothbrush.
Well, he has like 85 cavities, so.
Me too.
You know I've never gotten one.
A cavity still. When's the last time you got checked?
6 months ago.
Not to discredit you at all.
6 months ago. Because every tooth hurt and I thought I had cavities and I didn't have any. And then randomly, once she told me that, my teeth stopped hurting. I just wanted to let everyone know that you can do CPR to the beat of Dancing Through Life. Because there's like a list of songs that you can do CPR to just based on the beat.
Yeah.
Dancing Through Life is one of them. So this song has saved lives in so many ways. Oh my God, me doing CPR listening to Dancing Through Life through my Rayman Metas. That's a sight for sore eyes. Oh, they have a whole playlist. Is Dancing Through Life on it? CPR jukebox.
Ooh.
Oh, here it is. Also, I've been rewatching The Office, so that's why it's feeling like so important to me. Because I was just watching.
That's one of the best episodes when he cuts the mask off of the young man.
On Peacock, there's an extended version of every episode of The Office. It's like called like the fan, super fan cuts or something. It is literally like watching a different show. It's so incredible. It's like watching every episode for the first time because there are so many moments that were cut and almost like entire storylines too. So
where do you find that?
On Peacock.
They had the uncut version on Peacock?
They had uncut. Every episode is uncut.
How can they do that?
It's the fan edition, super fan editions. They have both. They have the regular Office cut and then super fan uncut.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so you literally, if you go to Peacock and start watching The Office from the beginning, it will literally be like watching an entire different show. I watched Dinner Party extended version last night.
What's Dinner Party?
It's like the most iconic episode where Michael and Jan have people over.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael's plasma screen.
His little tiny TV. Yeah.
Jan is actually like one of the most talented comedic actresses ever. And she never got enough credit.
What is she in other than that?
17 again.
Oh yeah.
She plays like this like very like buttoned up, prim and proper woman with the kinky side so well.
Yeah.
Like it's to a T, she has got that perfected.
She does.
Because it's kind of the same in 17 again. But she's also in a lot of other random stuff. She was in the Hannah Montana movie as Billy Ray's girlfriend during the Hoedown Throwdown and after.
So she's doing really well for herself.
I'm not sure what she's up to present day, but I literally think that she was like one of the most talented performers on The Office. Love that photo of her.
Did you see they're making a movie with Paul Rudd as a father? A24 is?
Yes. I think I saw that a while ago. It's Paul and one other.
Jenna Ortega.
I'm thinking of something else then.
It's Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega. Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega.
Death of a Unicorn.
What?
Death of a Unicorn.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, no, I don't know if I've seen this.
It's not out yet.
No, I understand that. I don't know if I've heard about it is what I'm saying.
You know who I'm like getting on the train of right now?
Can I guess?
I didn't dislike him at all. Yeah.
Are they a singer? Are they on TikTok? Are they on the internet? Are they an actor? Are they like...
So easy if...
Just tell me, actually. I don't want to play
Timothy
anymore.
Chalamet. It's like every time I see him now, I'm like, oh, it's my
did
brother.
Did you see him on Britney's podcast?
I did.
He is to die for. When he gets on his knees and hails the supreme leader of Broski Nation, he's one of us. Brittany was telling me he's literally just a boy. Like, yeah. He's one of us. He's the greatest.
He's very normal.
He's so normal.
He went on the press tour that, like, I think Kamala Harris thought that she was on. And he's, like, doing it really well.
And I think what a lot of people don't know about Timmy, because maybe you don't know Timmy as well as I do, he's hysterical.
He's really funny.
He's completely hysterical.
Talk about comedic timing.
Talk about comedic timing. Man, I'd like to see him in a comedy.
I can't tell if he's just a really good actor.
He's everything.
You know, he's like, all right, I'm playing this part.
But at his core, you know what he is? A theater kid.
Yeah.
And that's why I love him.
That's so true. He lights up a room.
He lights up a room. He lights up every room he walks into and every camera that he walks in front of.
You love to see him come, but you hate to watch him leave. Well, you love to watch him leave as well. His bony little ass.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
If that ain't the damn truth. I do. I love Timmy.
Anemia. What did he say yesterday about anemic?
Yeah, he did say something about
the anemic.
Yeah, something for the anemic.
I said, wow.
It's funny.
Is he anemic?
No. I don't know, but he looks it.
I know. It's just like, oh.
Like, with nothing but love, I'm like very, like, in the, like, hot way. In the way that everyone's like, damn, like, need myself
no,
an anemic
I know.
Boy.
He's aware of it, too.
Yeah, I know.
He knows.
Anemia supremacy? No, that's not what he said. Anemia community?
Anemia community.
No, it wasn't that either.
It's big for the anemia community because he's skinny
sir.
And he's...
Oh, it's an NPC. Excuse me, sir.
How you doing?
That is just crazy.
Great.
What's your name?
She's so talented.
Has anyone ever told you look like Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Okay, what do you have to say to that?
Great. That's a handsome guy.
You know who Bob Dylan is?
Yeah.
Definitely, right? What's your ideal man?
My ideal man is
I don't know how many songs I could give you, though.
Nightmare Before Christmas. What? Look.
Look at these limbs. Look, these pants are baggy, but look, if I...
That's so precious.
Hey, we're worried about you.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about me.
You know that, like, that demographic of boy is so, like, it's in. You're in.
Why? It's called empowering the anemic.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Just empowering
right.
The anemic.
Someone just texted me and said, you look like Rue, parentheses, Paul's Drag Race.
Your current form?
Yeah. Like Rudolph.
You do look very pretty.
I feel gorgeous.
Yeah.
I feel bonita.
You look like you are ready for the James Charles Christmas party. You would eat it up, slay the house down, boots there.
I couldn't find my boots this morning.
Yeah, your outfit, I obviously love your outfit, but I wasn't expecting the, what would you call those?
Chonklas.
Your chonklas in the reindeer piece.
Well, here's the thing.
Not a lot of reindeer wearing chonklas.
Here's the thing. I like don't expect anyone to really understand my vision here, but this is Rudolph's a full body. Like, I left the white part
here. No, I get it. You look great.
The white part here. And then, see the white?
Yes.
And then everything else is up to snuff. And then here's his legs. Now, I wanted these because these clonk when I hit the ground, like hooves.
Wow. You really thought every piece of the vision through.
Well, I wanted my boots, but I couldn't find my boots. And then I remembered Flick has my boots. He wore them to a wedding.
Are you kidding?
No, I need to get those back.
I agree.
All right. Before we leave, I want to do this submission that we got.
Please.
From this young woman. Yes. We got a good submission reminder that you can submit at any damn time. Anytime your heart feels called or any part of your body feels called to write into us, you can write us about anything. Preferably, keep it interesting. I feel like
that's
that goes with that
our
should
preference.
Go, that should go without saying, but it doesn't. So keep it interesting, keep it light, but keep it heavy as well. Keep it beautiful. Keep it gorgeous, y'all. All right, here it is.
I can read it too if you want. I've got my glasses
go ahead.
Today.
Oh yeah, if you want to.
No, I mean I just feel like you do so much of the heavy lifting with reading. I would be happy to take some off your plate unless you want to read it.
Do we have something long and skinny I can itch my ear canal with? Something is happening. I would just
your
love
straw.
To, I would love to. Oh, I can use my straw. What if I put it in my ear and it makes the same noise? Oh, yeah.
You want me to read while you do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thought I'd run this across your desk.
Just what?
What?
Oh my, well, considering.
Okay. You have one ear that's fully open. Thought I'd run this across your desk just in time for the holidays around the corner. I feel like it's a little distracting almost with the straw piercing your ear canal.
Okay, I'm almost done. It feels so good.
Okay, I can just wait.
Woo. Okay. Do not go in there.
Oh my God, that just gave me chills. Maybe almost you could throw it out.
It's fine. Let's give this young woman yeah, her platform.
Trying. Thought I'd run this across your desk just in time for the holidays around the corner. I'm a 24-year-old young woman, and I believed in Santa until I was 15 years of age.
Oh!
That's pretty old. Buckle up for a little backstory for those who didn't ask. My family would have a husband and wife who would come over to my grandfather's on Christmas Eve playing the part of Santa and Mrs. Claus.
That's cute.
They would come with a picture book of their workshop with reindeer and made the experience more believable, of course. Mr. and Mrs. Claus also somehow knew all of the things I'd been up to for the year, which was always mind-blowing to me. The year was 2015 and Santa had come and gone yet again. My uncle was then giving my cousin, who was 12 at the time, the talk of it not being real, and me being 15 at the time had my heart broken when the news was brought to my attention.
Holy moly, wait. Did they just assume she was just playing along?
I don't know. Yeah, I would love to know if your family was intentionally keeping you in the dark or just so happened that you found yourself in the dark.
Like, they're just like, oh, she's such a good sport, still keeping it up for her brother.
Because think about 15. You're a sophomore in high school.
People are
I don't know how
sex.
You made
like,
it.
There's a lot of
I don't know how you made it. I don't know how you made it. Blah, 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 blah. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Yet my family thought it was so funny that I was 15 years young and still believed in Santa. Sadly, I got reminded every year about how gullible of a child I was growing up, and it is their favorite joke to tell. It transcends childhood for sure. I can laugh about it now since it's been almost 10 years since that incident. Anyway, love being CMAP. Merry Christmas, wait. Connor, and happy Hanukkah, Brooke. That's sweet. Thank
oh, that's
you
really
to you
awful.
Too.
I love the line of, I can laugh about it now because enough time has passed. Genuinely, it affected this young woman. What do you mean? Like, it's not 9/11, you know?
You mean
because like,
she wasn't laughing before?
Enough time has passed and now I can, yeah, now I can like.
Right, because it was like, something
oh,
traumatic.
That's funny.
It was
like,
something
it was,
traumatic.
It was traumatic.
No, I would imagine if you're, imagine, it's literally like the Truman Show.
Yeah, but like, do you not go to school? Like maybe she's homeschooled?
I don't know.
But that's like, the thing is if she's homeschooled, which I'm like, In this conversation in my head where I'm justifying how someone at 15 could believe in Santa and then be going to school and not being like, oh my gosh, you guys, Santa comes to my house. You guys realize that he comes to my house. Oh, like you guys are going to a homecoming after party and oh my God, there's going to be.
Maybe she was really shy and just like didn't talk about that stuff.
But like, how does it not come up at all?
It probably, Santa probably stops coming up when you hit a certain age. So she probably just made it through like third, fourth, fifth grade, like somehow by the grace of God. And then kids stop talking about it because they all know. So it's like old news.
How late could this go if she wouldn't have overheard that conversation?
I'd love to Ripley's Believe It or Not oldest person to still believe in Santa.
I think she probably has it.
Yeah.
Unless you went to like a tribe somewhere that we have that's not been communicated with yet, and you're like, they exist, and they'd be like, okay, I believe you.
And yeah, like that is. I do believe her.
There's no real. Yeah, of course I believe her. It sounds so real.
Yeah, I believe
the thing that I shocked me was enough time has passed now that I can laugh at it.
You're right. That's the nuance of the human language. Like her saying that tells me that it was really an experience.
It was hurtful.
You wouldn't say that if you're making it up.
I also love the idea of thinking about her applying to a job and being like, what is the biggest challenge you've overcome? And her being like, the year that I had to tell that Santa came in and was like, you were really bad. When I turned 19, when Santa came in, it was like, you were really bad this year. But I still ended up on the nice list because I fought and I overpowered. Like,
and she's dead serious.
Genuinely, that
a college admissions app.
Yes.
Challenge you had to overcome.
Yeah, like she's sitting there with like the dean of her school and being like, I think one of the biggest challenges I've probably had to overcome is when Santa and Mrs. Claus as well, my family, we were really close growing up with them, close family friends. Yep. And I had a tough year, my 19th year, and I got caught shoplifting. And Santa obviously was aware, and I had to kind of see myself from his perspective. And it was tough being in front of Mrs. Claus as well there, who I've looked up to since I was so young, and talking that through with them.
If that was an essay, and I was...
Wouldn't you be kind of taken by it?
I would admit her in 0.5 seconds. One, because I'd think she's doing a bit, and I'd be like, that's hysterical. We need more humor on this campus.
We do. We need morale.
We need someone to start the improv group. And two, if it is real.
Israel.
She's definitely a special person.
Yeah, she's very. Yeah, it's.
Well, I was saying POV, I'm the admissions counselor. And I don't know if she's doing a bit or it's real.
Right.
I believe her, of course. But I don't know how I'd feel if I was the admissions counselor.
I just see it being so like that's a skit. That's such a good skit.
SNL, free idea.
Free idea.
Okay.
Or being like, who's the most influential person in your life? Probably Mrs. Claus. She's a woman. And
you know what? No one's talking about Mrs. Claus the way they're talking about her counterpart.
They actually made like a hot Mrs. Claus.
I remember
like,
her.
No, she's on commercials right now. And it's got a community online, of course, fired up. Why is she hot now?
She can be hot if she wants to.
There must be such a confusing bodily conversation that happens with incels when they see Mrs. Claus become hot because they need her to be like a motherly figure.
You'd think
to
they'd
them.
Want her to be hot.
Why do I want to fuck Mrs. Claus? You know, like I'm sure they're confused. Like their body's confused. Same way this young woman is like, what do you mean? It's my neighbors. Oh my gosh. I wonder if she's okay with her neighbors. You know, like. You guys have been lying to me this whole time.
They were her neighbors?
Close family friends. We had a husband and a wife that would come over every Christmas.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're neighbors.
I guess you're right. Just be a husband and a wife duo.
They could almost live anywhere.
Oh my gosh. They basically are Santa and Mrs. Claus because they probably dress up and go house to house.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll let you go. Happy everything to everyone. Merry everything, etc.
Happy holidays. We love
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy the new year. We got a fun episode next week of like a recap of the year.
The best moments.
The best moments of
I'm excited to watch that.
2K24.
Also, we will not be releasing an episode the week of New Year's.
Thank you.
Just to be with family and celebrate and whatnot. So thank you for that. And we love you.
Thank you guys so much for an awesome year, and we'll see you in the next one.
Love you. This week on Close Friends. I actually am not even kidding. I was thinking this yesterday. Like, there's like a full-on movie of Ryan Gosling in a relationship with a doll.
Well, I'm not getting. I'd have got it again.
It's actually imperative for my career that I get a boyfriend.
But bitch can fill her time elsewhere too.
The Chrome Dome.
Who remembers Pig Latin?
Mitigi.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.